head over to the livestock side, Aaron, and I know that it seems like they've had a hard time with the push for beef when it comes to selling in these boxed beef.
Yeah, exactly. You look at livestock, and I don't really have a good answer for you as to why they had the gains that they did yesterday. There's, you know, not been any cash trade. One thing I can say is that obviously feeders have been leading this higher, and they had some higher cash trade coming in that pushed them to, you know, 100-point gains yesterday. So, you know, slaughter has been lower. Demand for beef has still been lackluster. And really, if you look at cash for this week, there's really been nothing in the beef prices that would suggest that higher cash prices should come out with packers remaining in the red. So you just see this underlying support of supply, and then also feeders and cattle having to stay up there with them right now. And until we get some more information on where this futures market's going to go this week, I don't anticipate any quick cash trade coming out unless feedlots decide to come down to where the packers are looking to go right now. If you look at hogs, though, hogs and cattle both had strong days yesterday, highest close on hogs this month. A big portion of that was attributed to pork cutout, gained about $1.26 last night and had some strong gains yesterday. You know, you look at June and April hogs. June hogs are probably on their way to test that psychological mark of a dollar on the board. So, you know, supplies are coming into check. The one thing that I'd look at is cash on hogs does need to remain supportive, as it has kind of lagged behind all year long and has kept those futures in check. So that's going to need to remain supportive. And then also, you know, if it does remain supportive, it's because exports have continued to be strong. So they're going to be watching those things very closely, and we'll see if we can break that $1 mark on June hogs.
Is there hopes to see China back in the market and doing some purchasing of livestock?
Say that again.
I said, is there hopes? I mean, you were talking export-wise. Are there any key countries that we're going to be looking at to hope to really start picking up again as we head towards the spring?
I think China, most people are looking at them as probably not going to be the topper, top two in our exporting for the next year, just because they so quickly and have in history picked up the amount of production that they've done. And I think their talk is that they're looking to do that same thing. Now, I think it points to our feeding markets as to, helping them out. But I think as far as the hogs go, I would not want to expect China to still be at the upper end of that export market for next year.